Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. So please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax. Are you a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Galway Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. (Sighs) as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever. Whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Ah Wei Island. Our story today is Bunny Playground. Betty Bunny woke up slowly. She yawned. she lifted her head and looked out the nearby window. It was cloudy and a little windy outside. Betty Bunny thought to herself, "Maybe the sun wanted to stay in bed today. I hope it feels okay." The little bunny stood up on her hind legs to see if she could see any glimpse of a sunbeam. Suddenly, the clouds moved apart, pushed by the wind, and a little glimmer of sun flickered down and kissed Betty Bunny on the nose. "Oh, good. My sunshine was just resting," Betty thought, smiling. Feeling grateful for the bit of sun, Betty went back to quietly eating her hay. The hay was delicious, and she was happy to have it. But she usually ate fresh parsley for breakfast, and she wondered why she hadn't gotten any parsley yet today. She also wondered why Max, her special human friend, hadn't played with her yet. Something seemed different today. Then Betty heard a little rumbling from far away. It sounded familiar, but she wasn't sure what it was. The rumbling got closer and deeper. Now she knew. It was that strange machine that ate her hay before she was finished with it. Betty liked to leave a little bit of hay lying around to eat when she felt hungry, a snack for later. But that grumbling machine would come every few days into her home and always find her snacks, no matter where she hid them. Even when Betty spread her little snacks out into separate hiding spots, that big, grumbly thing always found them and sucked them away. Betty Bunny did not like that grumbly thing. What was it called? Max had told her. He knew she didn't like the grumbling thing and always said sorry for using it. But she couldn't remember what he called it. But now, thank goodness, the rumbling moved further and further away, and then stopped altogether. Phew! The grumbly thing would not take her treats today. But what was going on? This was all very unusual. Where was Max? Betty Bunny lifted her ears high up in the air and turned them, listening intently to hear what was going on. She heard some thumping sounds. What was that? The thumping sounds were moving back and forth in the hall. She remembered that sometimes, when Max's sister Mia was excited, she would run around and make thumping sounds. So maybe Mia would come play with her soon. Betty was Max's special bunny, and it was Max's job to give her parsley every morning. But Mia also liked to play with Betty sometimes. But then the thumping sound stopped. Instead, Betty heard the sound of cardboard rip, rip, ripping, and wondered what that could be. Betty liked to rip cardboard herself, but this was louder and stronger than what she could do. Then she heard the thumping start again. It slowed down and got quieter when it reached her room. Then the door opened, and Max and Mom entered. Betty hopped in a little circle and stood up on her back legs. She was so happy. Max was finally here. Max leaned down and very gently stroked the fur on Betty's forehead. "Good morning, Betty. I'm sorry you had to wait for breakfast this morning, but I had to make your surprise," said Max. "Mom helped me. Come on, let's go see what I've got for you." Betty Bunny was excited, but a little nervous. What was the surprise? She hopped out of the door and into the hallway, bounding part of the way down the hall, and then stopping to check if Max was still behind her. He was. "Go ahead, Betty. It's okay," Max said softly. Betty hopped down the hallway until she reached the end and arrived in the living room. Then she saw what Max had been doing all morning. He had made a new play area for her. Max and Mom had found many cardboard boxes, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful boxes. Tall boxes to hop on and look around, short boxes to get up to the tall boxes, wide boxes with openings to hide inside, and even completely open boxes with blankets in them for napping. "Do you like it, Betty?" Max asked hopefully. Mom was going to recycle all these boxes, but I stopped her and asked if I could make you a special bunny playground. It's like an amusement park for bunnies. Isn't it cool? Mom said yes and helped me cut up the boxes, but she made me vacuum first. Oh yes, vacuum, Betty thought to herself. That was the name of the grumbly machine. Well, I guess vacuuming is okay if it helps Max build me this wonderful playground. At first, Betty slowly hopped around each box, admiring what Max had created for her. The more she saw, the more excited and grateful she felt. She became so excited and so happy, she just couldn't contain herself. And she took off running at full speed down the hall and back. Coming back, she screeched to a stop at Max's feet, giving him a little thank you kiss on his bare toe. "Aw," said Mom to Max, "I think she likes your surprise. Want to get her breakfast now?" Betty went back to hopping around the boxes. While she was admiring each box, Max walked away. Betty's nose started to twitch. She smelled a familiar, slightly lemony, fresh scent. Betty bounced back around and saw Max returning to the living room with parsley. Hooray! Betty hopped over and took one piece daintily by the stem with her teeth. She crunched, crunched, and crunched the parsley into shorter and shorter stems. The leaves squished together in her mouth. For a moment, it looked like she had a little green mustache. Then, poof, it was gone into her tummy. Betty picked up another piece of parsley. Crunch, 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 and another, and another. She kept going until all the parsley was gone. Then she sat up on her hind legs and delicately washed her face, making sure to get all the green off her beautiful, white, fluffy fur. Max smiled and watched her for a few minutes, proud of what he had made for her. What a morning to remember, Betty thought, sighing happily. She hopped inside one of the open boxes, one with a really nice, soft blanket. This was a great place for a nap. Betty nestled into the blanket, feeling so, so grateful for her wonderful friend Max. She took a deep dragon breath. Breathing her gratitude in and out. Max sat down beside her. He stroked the fur on Betty's forehead. He felt grateful too. Grateful for such a wonderful bunny friend. He took a deep dragon breath in and out as well. Betty's ears went down, melting into her back. Betty's body slowly relaxed. She melted into the shape of the box. Slowly, her back legs slid out behind her. Her eyes closed, and so did Max's. They both took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Together at the same time, Betty Bunny's nose twitched less and less until it was completely still and she was asleep, dreaming of hopping in and out of boxes in her new bunny land. And Mom, watching from across the room, saw that Max had fallen asleep too, tired from all his hard work that memorable morning. Mom smiled. Have a nice nap, you two. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Ah Wei Island.